Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Welcome back to the Poofcast. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, the outrageous Scott Brennan.
Hello.
And the punctual Toby Sullivan once again.
Sorry I'm late.
Hey!
He's back. He's back.
We are back. In the delightful surrounds of the kindest cut hairdressing salon.
And they're actually just pointing at us and laughing.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
because yeah, yeah. I have no hair. Toby has very little hair. And Scott is desperately hanging on.
Oh, by the skin of my teeth.
Do you have to go to a hairdresser to brush it that far forward?
Yeah, I'm the only person that goes in there whose fringe starts halfway down their back.
Let go.
Let go. No, no, I'm still young. I'm still in my late 20s.
Is this how you do the twink whispering?
It's yes.
The hair.
It's
the faux twink hair.
Yep.
Oh, dear me. So, yes, we are this week.
It could be a bit of a rough around the edges this week.
We are a little bit hungover.
Subscribers. We are a little bit hungover.
Yep. We make no apologies.
Jesus. The ocean is a little bit wet. God.
Come on, you've had your Nando's, you'll be all right.
Things are looking up. Things are looking up.
Yeah, good.
I had a hangover when I woke up this morning that I think could be misdiagnosed as terminal cancer.
Got a malignant hangover.
I really do. Oh. I was so hungover, I walked into a shop this morning. The shoplifting devices started. Beep, 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 beep.
You've been tagged.
Just rotten. So it's a special low moaning episode of Talking Coffee this week.
Well, we should, let's jump into it.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Poofcast.
It is time for the Gay to Zed. And this week we've reached the letter I, which is, I think we're all familiar with, how most gay men start their sentences.
I, me.
I do love that thing when you're in the middle of talking about something. It's like, yeah, well, things aren't really going well at work. And the poofter next to you goes, I have a job. And you know, my job. What? How is this related? How have you managed to turn this conversation over to that?
At least in that example, it is kind of related to talking about your job. It's worse when you go, you know, things aren't going so well at work. I bought the most fantastic shoes yesterday. Like, they're just thinking about something completely different.
It's kind of like homosexuals don't have conversations. They have dueling monologues.
Yeah.
It's why comedy doesn't work in front of fags.
No.
Because absolutely.
The suggestion that they should pay attention to somebody else's story for even even 5 minutes is intolerable.
Exactly.
Oh, that's why drag queens have such a bad time.
Yes.
Because all the fags in the audience are like, I did drag once and I was amazing. This is shit ass.
Yeah. That's why drag queens have to wear all that makeup and so many spangly kind of dresses and bright colours. It's the only thing that will make people's eyes go to them. Because everyone's just going, yeah, me, la, 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 la. Oh, look, pretty colour. Me.
It is true. It's a very healthy ego.
It does manifest itself in some very tragic ways, though. We'd like to welcome back to the podcast Wes Snelling.
Hello, Wes.
Sorry, what?
Wes was sitting over there thinking about himself.
It's so true. Oh, my Lord, I was thinking about the time that I've been in that situation that I've done that, which is... So true.
Oh dear. But it sadly happens in a sexual situation.
Yes.
I will tell a story before Wes tells us his story. Wes, I don't know if you know this, but once I went to Queensland. Just once, never went back. No.
I'm sorry.
I like going to Queensland, usually in September, because the weather's nice. Mm. And was there on holidays with my friend Peter, and we were sharing, you know, one of those twin share cheaper hotel rooms. And we'd gone out to the Sportsman's Bar.
Sporties.
Which is, you know, not where anyone well-dressed goes.
Right.
It's a little bit of Eastern Europe in the middle of downtown Brisbane.
But they do a lovely mixed grill.
I'm sure they do, matron. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yes. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
And they have a drag show that needs to be seen to be believed. You've never seen so little effort put into clothes in your life.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, I fucking just stapled these segments to my head. That'll do. But, yeah, we went to Sporties and there was a guy there who I'd met at one of those, you know, bear parties where everyone comes from interstate. And he was, I think he was from Perth, and we used to talk on the internet and stuff, and he tried to pick me up, but I had a boyfriend at the time. And so nothing happened. Mm. And then I saw him at this pub and I was like, oh, my God, hi, you're here. And he goes, yeah, yeah, I live in Brisbane now. And I'm like, oh, awesome. And it was about 10 minutes into me doing a bit of me, I realised he was actually sitting with someone.
Right.
And they were out on an internet date.
Oh.
So I excused myself and, oh, yeah, sorry. And then went over to my friend Peter and got more drunk. And, you know, then Peter went off and had sex with someone in the back of a ute. And
so Queensland.
I know. Outside the Sporties. And I'm like, oh, I'm alone now. Where's that guy? Oh, there he is, still talking to that other guy that he's on the date with. So I fully just crashed their date and then insisted this guy come back to my hotel room and have sex with me.
Oh!
Come back there, Peter was in the room. I went, get out, go downstairs. I'll only be 5 minutes.
I actually think you did something similar to me when we were at Mardi Gras one time.
Oh, I think I did.
You did. You pushed me out of the room. I had to go down to, what, yes, the Harry de Wheels or whatever it was.
Oh, my God.
We're staying at the, oh, where were we?
The W
Hotel, which is now the Blue Hotel.
Yes.
On the Finger Wharf, matron.
Mm. That was horrifying.
Why were you staying at such a nice hotel when you're behaving in such disgrace?
The lovely people at the Mardi Gras put me up to report on their parade.
Oh, wow.
All right.
And but it had a mezzanine, like, the hotel room had a mezzanine, and Wes, I heard Wes come in and I was like, not now, mother's busy. Because that was when I first started working in radio, and from when, you know, when you used to tour as a stand-up, I had a boyfriend in every city. Someone I could call, you know.
I think it's like that. Something should be said here that you're really good at picking up when you're sharing a room. Like, it's kind of,
yeah,
this magical thing comes over you when you have to chuck somebody out. You're just like this boy magnet.
I think what it is I'm a show off.
Right. Like, yes.
I would never have sex with anyone, but Wes is here, so I'm going to show off. You go downstairs. Yep. Yeah.
Go and sit in the bar. Not so much horny as really competitive.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, it happened. I'm never going to forget about it.
Could be worse. You could have come upstairs to use the toilet.
So you went downstairs, grabbed a pie floater, and
yeah,
came,
what's that Harry's place?
Cafe, Harry's Cafe,
yeah, had a wheel. Gravy, I think, and just waited.
And just flash the blinds four times.
Yeah.
Send a text every 5 minutes. Are you there yet?
This was in between. This was in between the parade and the party.
Oh, right.
I was making good time that night.
Yeah.
No time to waste.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I think that was the night. Then I got into a fist fight at the midnight shift. Anyway. But Wes, you've been on the terrible receiving end of this horrible situation.
Oh, look, most of the day. yes, no, I do. I do have a bit of a tale to tell. I was living with a friend of mine. Let's, you know, not use names. Let's say Brett.
Pronounced
Brett. Ridiculously large penis, can we point out?
Oh, no, that's the other one.
No, but so does.
Oh, so
does Brett. So does Brett.
All right, okay.
Hello, Brett.
Wow.
And I was living with Brett, and this was back in the days of the old Q&A at the Builder's Arms in Melbourne,
yes,
which was a long way.
Oh, yes, there
was fabulous
the days.
Night.
Those
were
the days.
You know, go every Thursday, and you just, there was no chat, like call in sick for work, everything.
Every
would not
Friday.
Miss Q&A.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Except that it was Thursday.
No, Friday you'd call in sick.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. You were thinking about yourself again for a minute there, weren't you? You just switched off.
And so we'd go there, and then this one week, you know, Brett picked up someone I like to call Little Big Ken.
Is he an American Indian?
Or does he sell discount furniture?
He was quite short. Like, he was, you know, diminutive in stature, but not in endowment.
Had a massive lettuce.
I see. So someone,
it was like half a dozen icebergs taped together.
Right. So like someone had glued a baseball bat to a toothpick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. Okay.
A huge ridiculous.
Yeah. So, oh my God! With you need to start writing for Russell Gilbert.
If Russell Gilbert needs a lettuce fucking joke, I'm there.
You're the man.
Does he?
So anyway, Little
Big Ken.
Brett and Little Big Ken had had a moment, you know, a few weeks earlier. But on this other night, it tends to happen when you're young, Little Big Ken and I went back to his place, did the do, and then I was like, oh, I'm ready to go now. So I jumped in a cab and he ran out and said, oh, well, I'll come with you. And I thought, oh, okay, jump in, we'll go home and spoon.
And, I left your house for a reason, but you know, come with me, whatever.
You really invested that word with some vitriol then, you spoon.
Well, it's because of what was about to ensue, which was I opened the door to my house in Cardigan Street, Carlton, and we walked in, and I walked upstairs to my room, and Little Big Ken walked into Brett's room downstairs. And I kind of remember, I actually do remember turning, like, looking back at him and kind of going, okay. No, I'd much rather just go upstairs and finish myself off.
Brett cut your lunch while he was asleep.
Yeah.
I love that Little Big Ken is so committed to getting a free lift somewhere.
Yeah. So you paid for the cab?
Like $7.
I paid for the cab.
Right, okay.
Rude.
You should have taken the cab driver inside.
Yeah.
You don't know what was going to happen when you got in the
that
front door.
That is crazy. That is like some weird sort of progressive dinner. Like, does he just like go from one house to another over the course of, you know, it's like some kind of weird version of The Amazing Race.
It's like that some kind of scavenger hunt, isn't it?
That
yeah.
is mental.
But that is the game. That
it is.
What we it
do.
Is the game.
What we do.
It is the game.
We are hideous to one another because it's
all about me.
Yes.
And you know what? If whereas I'm imagining that if you had said to Brett, "What is with that?" and Brett had said to you, "He does have a big cock."
Yeah.
Then that's sort of, well, that is a good point.
You would have just gone.
Well, but also, too, I mean, Brett actually wasn't to know that I just had a go myself.
Oh, what? You were just running Meals on Wheels. You're just going around. I just thought you might want to lift. I just.
It's like a game of chasey.
Oh, look, where's a Little Big Ken? Just happened to stumble in. Oh, they were probably out. Matching paint colours. They're probably down at the soup kitchen. Yeah. Is it possible they were fucking?
No. On their scrapbooks.
No. Working on their tan at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's right. Wes has gone out to Q&A and come home with a man. Oh, look, he's probably here to like give a quote on retiling the kitchen.
With his massive, I've got to say.
Really?
Like, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, yeah. I've actually been there too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just remembered you have.
You have. This is like European royal family.
No, we've all rooted the same
eight
ball.
People fucking each other. There's only eight gay people in the world and they all fuck each other.
Scott did root Little
Come on,
Big Ken.
Lift your fucking standards. We're not in Adelaide. You people need to meet some extras.
Can we talk about the time you...
Do I know Little Big Ken?
You would know Little Big Ken.
Yeah.
Names have been changed.
Names have been changed to protect the innocent.
We need to talk about this further.
Yeah. But Scott, tell us about, because Scott had the horrible realisation when he went home with Little Big Ken.
Little Big Ken.
That while Ken is built like a brick shit house down there,
yeah,
he doesn't use it for that purpose.
No.
He's a rampant bottom.
Yes.
Really?
I know.
But probably because he's had so many years of not being able to get it in.
Like, oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah. It doesn't be like, you know, folding socks.
Yeah.
Shove it in. Oh, come on. He'd need a shoehorn.
He'd need to take a run-up. Yeah. Would.
So what happened?
Well, Oh, God. Well, you know, we got out my little friend and met in the middle. And by little friend, I mean a 2-litre bottle of Coke.
Who is it? Just mouth their name and I'll lip read. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Because, do you know what? I haven't done it, but he's had a crack. He's had a going.
Oh, really?
He had a going. He had a red hot Coke. Yeah. And to tell you the truth, I was not disinterested.
No, he's hot.
I know. Yeah.
It's really hot.
But
Melbourne's bike.
he was working with my husband at the time, so it would have been rather awkward. But yes, he did have a red hot go. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
He's like...
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Damn it.
Found out his...
That is like when you miss a movie and you go, oh, probably wasn't very good anyway, and then someone goes,
that was great.
Oh, that show was great. Fuck it!
Oh, yeah.
God damn. I'm so furious.
Fuck it. Oh, but he's like a garden sprinkler, you know. He just kind of spreads it all around. Sometimes it falls on grass. Sometimes it falls on dirt. You know, it's just, he's just constantly going everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm glad we've maligned someone without saying
I reckon there are probably less people listening to this podcast than he's rooted in Melbourne. If we could tap into that market, we'd be fucking set.
When they said viral marketing, I don't think that's what they had in mind.
Oh, dear. Well, we should move on.
I can't concentrate for the rest of the podcast now. I'm so angry. I am so angry.
Oh, well, Toby, shall we sort you out with a bit of we'll catch up with Reese Nicholson, our Gen Y spy.
That'll help.
That'll help. All right.
Sausages, can you see my lovely sausages?
Poofcast. Well, it's time for the Carrie Bickmore experience.
Or is it?
But most specifically, we've had a lot of very good feedback from our Gen Y spy.
Yes. Yes.
Sydney comedian Reese Nicholson. How are you going, darling?
I'm all right. How are you, ladies?
Well, we're awesome.
Right. We're out of touch with young gay Australia, Reese. We need your help.
Well, I'm
weird. I am too.
We are at a dog show, so there's a lot of aging poovs here with their shih tzus.
Oh, they're actually at a dog show. I thought you meant just hanging out with some lesbians.
He said it.
Reese.
Just, yes.
Now, Scott has asserted this a number of times.
Look, I have a theory, Reese.
Going.
Yeah. Well, my limited contact. Well, you guys.
Limited.
Limited.
I may have.
Going out of business soon, rug store. Limited.
I may have been referred to once or twice as the twink whisperer.
I've seen your website.
Now, it seems to me that talking to people with my facial mouth.
Don't dance around the topic.
All right. That Gen Y young poobs aren't doing bum sex anymore.
Yeah, I've heard this too.
Have you heard this just from Scott because he's tried to root them and they've gone, old man?
I'm a subscriber to several. I'm a subscriber to several specialty publications.
The Wesley Alumni Magazine.
Of Canberra Street Press. And and I understand that, there's this thing that that young gay men aren't taking up the pooper.
Aren't doing
that. They don't do anal.
Reese, can you set us straight, to speak?
I've found this, but I don't know if that's necessarily by choice. I mean, this is just a personal thing. I've done a lot of research for this. I've got a whole team involved.
Is that team the Bulldogs?
Yeah. Scott's been a major part of the research. He just doesn't realise.
He does insist he's 25.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got a whole case file. We've got samples. We just don't know what to do with them.
Burn them.
What have you found? What's the upshot?
They don't work. I mean, you could start with the idea that maybe we're living in a different society than maybe when you guys were a little bit younger. We're living in a... That's my subtle way of saying that.
Subtle.
Reese, I just would like to point out that the AIDS epidemic broke out around 83, 84 when I was in year 7. So by the time I got old enough to stick my dick in things, it was a concern.
Yeah.
In year 8.
Yeah. A little bit terrifying.
Year 6?
And I'm the oldest one here.
Yeah, well, I mean, these days we've got people like Tony Abbott, of course, or Uncle Douche, as I like to call him.
I'm right here. That was my
nickname. I mean, of course, with him around, we've got the whole problem that we have to wait till after marriage that we can have sex, but then the vicious cycle of disappointment that legally we can't get married.
We're
kind of just here waiting, like waiting for one of them to happen.
So when you're saying that it's not by choice, are you saying there's a top drought?
Yeah, that could be it.
There's a top drought.
Right. Maybe we need to train some more up. Maybe there needs to be some kind of government initiative.
Maybe there needs to be like some sort of apprenticeship scheme.
Yes.
Where like if you decide to start topping, you get paid $300 a week as long as you stay off. Maybe Centrelink could have benefits. You could go
boning
on the...
The boning bonus.
The boning bonus.
Yes.
You could have the boning bonus. You could have the bottom doll.
I'd go to these things because you know how sometimes you go and get your hair cut at like, you know, trainee hairdressers? Yeah. I'd gladly volunteer to go and help. Cool. Yeah.
For an apprentice top. We could have a reality show. We could have Australia's Next Top Top. We could have, like, Tyra Banks telling someone, fierce. I want you to put your fierce balls on.
We could have, like, a TAFE course of some sort.
Yeah.
Certificate 4 in topping.
Oh, my God, yes.
This is a great idea.
So is that purely it, Reece, that there's just no one who's prepared to take the plunge?
Have a crack.
So to speak.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I don't understand it because, like, it doesn't cost extra, you know? Like, it's bundled with the... It's like a $400 cap. It comes with it.
I'm quite in touch with my younger self because I've been in therapy for about 20 years.
Yeah.
But I remember the first time I topped was much more terrifying than the first time I had sex. Because I felt like there was more pressure on like I was 19 and my boyfriend at the time was 17 and there was more pressure because it was kind of like, you know, we'd both been bummed
physical
off by
physical pressure?
Well, he wasn't that tight. There wasn't that, he was 17 but he'd been busy. Get an ass like Doctor Who's TARDIS.
Really?
But yeah, it was a...
Is that so?
Yeah, I said, look, I'll go first and then you can go next. And so because, you know, when you're that age...
That's such a teenage thing. Yeah. Then you can have a go.
Yeah. But
you know,
do you want to have anal? Shotgun!
Oh, you always go top.
But you know when you're that age, you can get it up about 12 seconds later.
Yeah.
You know about this race, don't you? You still, you know, you start masturbating again as soon as you finish, don't you?
I'm doing it right now.
It's like chain smoking.
But I did find it really confronting, kind of. And until recently, have kind of preferred to be on my haunches. Mainly because there's less work to be done.
Yes.
I just can't be bothered with it. I'm like a 50s housewife that really resents her husband. Like,
you're smoking while it's happening.
With.
Yeah.
There is something to be said for that. It is such a fucking process.
It is really hard work.
Oh my God. It's like roasting a chicken. You know. Like, it's fine, it's delicious, but you've got to ladder it up. Yeah, there is so much prep work.
Yeah.
You know, it's like pad thai. Like, it's easy to make, but you've got to do so much preparation beforehand. Yeah.
So it's just that the Gen Ys haven't really gotten to the point where they've found the love of being a top yet. Is that
it? Yeah, exactly. Well, as I said, like, I just can't be bothered. Like, I mean, obviously, my life so far has been a parade of terrifyingly awkward sexual situations. It can be easily referred to the children's classic A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Look, I think we need to say to the young guys listening, embrace the top.
Embrace the top.
It's a wonderful adventure. And
so you think everyone's a bottom then? Is that what?
Well, yeah.
Everyone's bottoms.
Yeah.
Because I've got a theory. I've got a theory about there's a certain time at like of the night when you're out at a, you know, whether you're at a bar or a sauna or whatever, that I call gay light saving time. And that's the hour beyond which everyone there is a bottom. Because, you know, you get to that level of drunkenness where you just go, oh, I just want to lie back. It becomes gay light saving time.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that also something to do with the fact that once you're empty, you can't really top anymore?
Yeah, yes.
But you can bottom for a good 3 or 4 hours more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Particularly if you're unconscious.
Yeah.
Well, Reece, let's set you some Gen Y spy homework, shall we?
All right.
We challenge you.
Heaps of anal.
We're going to give you a month. We're going to give you a month to go out and become a top.
Okay.
Top of the tops.
Top of the tops. We want to find out how much more sex you get as a top, and maybe you can convert some of your Gen Y fellows over to the other side.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you prepared to do it?
I can do it. I can be a Samantha. I can do it.
Because I'm telling you, there's no shortage of bottoms. You're not going to have any trouble finding anyone.
No.
It's like some sort of, you know, top or bottom Logan's Run. Everyone in this town, everyone is a bottom. All the tops have disappeared. One man has arrived.
I feel like I need to like start running upstairs to the rock.
Yeah.
Lifting weights with my dick.
Topping costs, and right here is where you start paying.
That's right.
As opposed to all the bottoms who are just going to fall downstairs. Yeah. Stay there and wait.
Yeah. When I'm done with them, they will.
Oh, thank you so much, our Gen Y spy, Reese Nicholson.
We'll check back in a month. Go for gold.
Go for gold.
Silver, bronze, I don't care.
There'll be a lot of bronze.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks, Reese.
One
never knows when the homosexual is about.
Poofcast. Well, that was poor Reese Nicholson.
Poor Reese.
Oh, I hope he does become Australia's next top. That would be exciting.
Yeah.
I would be proud to have him
as
Australia's ambassador for topping.
To the United Nations.
To the United Nations. I'd be very happy to have him representing us.
Well, it's time for the community billboard. I've been on the Gator.
Who's out there?
Gator of the week. This is Zebra Skins. He's a 26-year-old. Apparently, his name is Dean.
Dean.
He's in Newcastle.
Oh, like Reese.
Like Reese is originally from Newcastle.
We should hook them up.
We should. But I really don't know if Dean is really who you want to be hooked up with. I'll read this in kind of how I think it's meant to go. I hate and can't stand peeps who talk the talk but don't walk the walk. Fake try-hard people have no place in my life. I look for honest people who know what they want and go for it. I hate hypocrisy, which is spelled incorrectly. Fat, skinny, old, young, black or white. I love the people in my life for who they are, not what they feel they should be. I love people who are comfortable with themselves and believe there's more to life than fucking as many boys as you can and who believe in true devotion. Otherwise, drop dead.
Oh, Dean. Wow.
Someone has had a nasty break.
Yeah. I mean, really, I read the word drop dead in a Gator profile and I'm there like a shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
This ooh.
I'm reading that and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I am going to email him.
Yeah.
And we are going to go out for dinner and I'll have the steak, thanks. And Dean, what will you have? I'll have a salad to start with. It needs to be fresh. I want tomatoes. And then I'm going to have some pasta. And I want some cake for dessert. And you can't stop me if you don't like that. I want cake for dessert. Get out of my life.
He doesn't sound like hard work at all.
No, he's fine.
Oh, wow.
He's fine.
Oh, Dean.
Whoopsie. Right.
Oh, someone's been chewed up and spat out, haven't they?
Yeah.
Wow. And now it's time to find out what's going on with basket weaving and other handcrafts with our lesbian correspondent.
Uh-huh. Yes. Ooh. Yeah. Okay, so knit one, purl two.
Very, very good.
I'm so excited about macaroni paintings making a comeback.
Yes.
Not just for prep anymore.
Oh, good on you, Bits. Good on you,
Bitsy. Well, we should move into the top or bottom.
Yes, let's find out.
Do it in my butt. In my butt. Let's do it in the butt. Okay.
Well, it's time for top or bottom. Once again, Melinda Buttle on her world tour of Ipswich. couldn't make it in. But we do have an emergency bottom whisperer.
Another auxiliary bottom whisperer.
Auxiliary bottom whisperer. Toby Halligan, one of our favourite political poofs.
He's a very
thoughtful and erudite young man, and we're hoping to kick that out of him right now.
He was so smart, I didn't think he was gay the first time I met him.
Yeah.
I thought no fag knows that many words.
I got the vocab, seriously. Just shut up and suck, right?
Now, we are going to ask you to divine or whisper who is the top or bottom out of this particular pairing. Kerry O'Brien from the 7:30 Report.
Oh, good old Kerry, my God. It makes me hard just thinking of him. Yeah, O'Brien, I love him.
Yep. And the other one is a current affairs, Tracy Grimshaw.
Who's the top or bottom?
Who's top or bottom?
It's a real challenge. I've got to say, look, I had to think through this. And
yep.
I think Kerry is the obvious one. You know, I mean, he's clearly a top. You know, he's stiff, strong, and he loves giving it to assholes. Kevin Rudd, Tony Abbott, John Howard, you know. He's amazing. He's had his way with all of them. He's just watching him slowly grind them into sawdust. I mean, you know, I mean, like, you know, it, like, I don't know, but you saw his interview with Tony Abbott during the election. Abbott was just so astounded at the rooting he was receiving. He actually looked like he'd rather have a hard one in his mouth than have to answer Kerry's question. It was amazing.
So you're saying that Kerry pushes people into the virtual headboard?
Oh, my God. Seriously, and their careers just wind up being dust at the end of it. And also, he is absolutely, I don't think he's ever bottomed in his life. No one, right. Man
exclusive
or woman,
top.
Picks it up, Kerry O'Brien. Exclusive, you know. The head of the ABC a few years ago, Jonathan Cheer, actually tried to get him booted from the 7:30 seat, and O'Brien just wasn't having a bar of it. Their man is unflappable and unfuckable.
Wow.
So what about Tracy? Is she the bottom, or is she even involved? Is Kerry just fucking everyone?
Oh, I don't know.
Do they have an open relationship?
Oh, look, I don't think Kerry would want to go near Tracy. I mean, well, who knows where she's been. I mean, look, I definitely think she's got to be averse. I mean, she's had to climb a lot of greasy poles at Channel 9. And really, the polls, they don't come much greasier than Channel 9 polls, do they?
Good point, well made.
But by the same token, though, I mean, she basically specialises in intruding into people's dark and dirty places. And I mean, 30 years at Channel 9, her microphones encountered some pretty disgusting turds over the years.
Well, that interview with Bert and Patty, for one.
Wow, no, yes.
She's interviewed Gordon Ramsay, for Christ's sake, you know? I mean, but besides, I mean, if you look at the ratings rule between Current Affair and Today Tonight, Tracy's constantly trying to take Matt White from behind. She's never caught. So she's an aspirational top, I think.
Right. See, well, I look at Tracy Grimshaw and think if there was ever a candidate for vagina dentata, it's going to be her.
God, yeah.
I love Tracy.
Oh, God. She's horrible.
She's stern, but fair.
She does love her horses, like an inner Sigrid Thornton man from Snowy River Way. Like, she's mad for the horses.
Really?
Is she?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think she's nearly as ferocious as you're making out. You know, she's no Sandra Sully, right? That bitch has got canine cunts. She is disastrous, right? But Tracy's more of a Nanny McPhee character, you know. Stern, but ultimately loving.
Harsh but fair.
Yeah, harsh but fair.
So basically what...
Iron fist in the Velvet Club, if you will.
I don't know. Watching her give it to Massey Johns while his wife was in the room was pretty... Oh, it was uncomfortable. God, you just knew he's not going to be able to ride a bike for a month.
So is this the partnership we've long feared? The two tops?
Oh, my God.
The two tops.
Dueling banjos.
It's a double top.
Yeah, wow.
It's a double top.
It's like Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker just kind of lightsabers.
But you know what happens with double tops? They're constantly inviting a third person in, hence Matty White getting spit roasted.
Ah, there you go.
They outsource.
I can imagine him being spit roasted. I can. I think he'd quite enjoy that.
You spent a lot of time thinking about him being spit roasted.
Yeah. Haven't we all?
Answer of who is top or bottom, Kerry O'Brien v. Tracy Grimshaw, is there double top and Matty White in the middle as double bottom.
Double bottom sandwich.
Absolutely.
Sweet.
Oh. You are talented, Toby.
Yeah,
you are very talented. You've got a sense for this.
Melinda Buttle should be worried about her job right now.
She really should be.
I appreciated the opportunity, boys. Talking about who's better tops.
Great, yes.
All three of these men are gay.
Podcast. Controversial.
Yes. Well,
very interesting.
The old double top. I still have no. I've been trying desperately. I know a friend of mine who is a strict top, and yes. I invited him to come on the show, but he's a bit shy about it. I know.
Oh,
but
wow.
Also, he said you just. He said when you meet another top, you give them a dildo and a vibrator and just tell them to get used to it.
All right. Train them.
Who's the most passive aggressive top?
Wow.
It's like training a vine to grow up a wall. Push it in a certain direction until it becomes second nature.
You just buy them the Fisher Price first bottom kit and you gradually work your way up.
Well, I like the idea. I was talking to someone and they were saying that you just you get a bottom in.
Yeah.
It's like getting a cleaner.
Yeah.
But, that requires organisation.
Yeah.
Like, I sometimes have trouble with douching. I don't even think that far ahead for sex.
Well, obviously you couldn't get Dean in because...
from Gator.
Dean would have far too much integrity to...
Can you imagine poor screaming Dean from Gator if you tried to pop one up his date? It'd be 4 hours of negotiation.
What happened to devotion? Why don't you have to tell me you love me before I let you go in there?
Dean. Dean, just Fucking.
Yeah, give it a rest.
It's not rocket science, Dean. Like, if you who's writing this profile going, drop dead, perfect.
See, yeah, great. That's it. That's going to get me laid.
Submit.
Shocking.
Drop dead. That reads like a fucking birthday card. I'm putting that online. That's in. Lock it away. Dear.
Well, we have run out of time for the Poofcast this week. Next week, we are going to be coming to you live.
Oh, this is exciting.
Where are we?
From the back of a Barina. In the Dan Murphy's car park.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
We're going to have some low-rent homo action.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
We're not paying retail. next week in the Poofcast.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Poofcast.